you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Governor Tim Walz outlined his legacy in his final State of the State address. A group of Target field workers consider going on strike, and a major country concert announcement from Target Center. But first, Minneapolis safety leaders are rolling out some new initiatives as they prepare for summer. Community Safety Commissioner Todd Barnett and Police Chief Brian O'Hara presented their 2026 Summer Safety Plan to the Public Health, Safety, and Equity Committee, highlighting what they call the department's enhanced coordination for this time of year. Chief O'Hara says the number of violent shootings are down year-to-date, but they're increasing patrols as they prepare for what they expect to be a busy summer.
The goal, obviously, is to try and set the tone as the weather is warming up and to show a police presence focusing on those who are really driving a lot of community violence.
The department will now shift toward implementing this new plan as the council continues to monitor the initiative's impact on seasonal crime. The alleged mastermind of the $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud case is facing allegations of directing her son to leak sensitive materials to the media and elected officials as she attempts to minimize her role in the scandal ahead of her upcoming sentencing.
The U.S. Attorney's Office claims in a court filing that Amy Bach has been on what they call a public relations campaign since February. The motion states that a member of the Minnesota House received two emails from the same address claiming that she was the scapegoat, and attached were documents governed by protective orders. She also allegedly told her son multiple times to remove any exhibit stickers from documents before sending them. Prosecutors are asking that Bach be kept from accessing her Dropbox account and be sanctioned when her sentencing takes place next month. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
An officer-involved shooting early this morning in the South Metro has left a cop injured and a suspect dead.
Richfield police were called out just before 3:30 this morning on a reported car prowler near the 7500 block of Morgan Avenue. A suspect led police on a foot chase and ended up between an apartment complex near 76 and Penn Avenue. At one point, shots were fired after Richfield police say that suspect brandished a firearm. The suspect was shot and killed while one Richfield police officer was shot in the hand. That officer was taken to HCMC and is expected to survive. In Richfield, Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Governor Tim Walz outlined his legacy while settling final legislative priorities in his final State of the State address to the Minnesota legislature last night. Walz's speech drew plenty of applause from Democrats and not so many from Republicans, although this moment did bring some subdued cheers from Republicans.
It is my last State of the State address. Next year, take it. But the things we implemented will be here for decades.
Walz made his pitch for gun control measures, including an assault-style weapons ban. He also highlighted efforts he's taken to combat fraud in human services programs. Democratic leaders in the Minnesota House and Senate say Governor Walz's speech highlighted victories he and the DFL have put together since 2019. House DFL leader Zach Stevenson.
It's an incredible legacy of accomplishment in education and paid family medical leave, of climate and labor. And we have a real opportunity here over the next few weeks to build on that legacy.
Minnesota Republicans also reacting to the address last night. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith called the State of the State of Minnesota somewhat disappointing.
It's important for Minnesotans to know that, yes, your property taxes are incredibly high right now. Prices at every business in Minnesota are high because of mandates that have been put on specifically during the years 2023 and 2024, full Democrat control in the state of Minnesota.
Already down to one lane, Highway 280 was completely shut down at 5 a.m. this morning and won't reopen until right before the start of the state fair.
Northbound 280 closed on April 13th. Southbound's makeover began this morning. Project manager Clay Ressler.
What we're doing is we're just taking off the layer of concrete or asphalt, and we're putting back new, smoother, stronger pavement for the travelers to drive on. And this will last us another 20 years.
This means alternate routes.
You obviously won't be able to get on to mainline 280 at all. There are no local detours, so if you're trying to like get on to 280 and you'd exit at Como or get on at Larpinder or something like that, we won't post that detour because there's no 280 to detour back to.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A group of Target field workers say they're considering going on strike in the next few days. Concession staff at the home of the Minnesota Twins are set to announce a formal strike authorization vote during a press conference this Friday. Nearly 500 workers, represented by Unite Here Local 17, say they're pushing for a contract that better reflects their contributions to the stadium's operations. If the group moves forward with the vote, union leadership will gain the power to call for a walkout at any time during the ongoing season. Finally, a concert announcement from Target Center. Time Grammy winner Kacey Musgraves will bring her Middle of Nowhere North American tour to downtown Minneapolis Tuesday night, September 22nd. Tickets go on sale starting May 5th for American Express card members, with tickets to the general public out Friday, May 8th at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.